You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. Going on, gents. It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, by now, if you have not heard about Bill AB 957 out here in California, I'm going to bring you up to speed. Now, let me be crystal clear in my position. And of course, I have to use one of my favorite quotes from one John F. Kennedy. And we know what this quote is. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Now, to all the guys out there who say violence isn't the answer, I understand and respect your opinion. However, there will come a time where you will have to pick a side. And guess what? Look in history, gentlemen. There has never been a revolution without what occurring first. That's right, bloodshed. That's just history. That's how the world works. And eventually, you're gonna have to pick a side. Now, Jay White sent me the original article. However, I want to go more into the response from one Senator Scott Wilk. Now, this article was published on the 14th of June. California State Rep warns parents of gender-affirming law. Quote, unquote, if you love your children, you need to flee California. Not move, not leave, flee. That is a strong damn word. California State Senator Scott Wilk, Republican of Santa Clarita, urged parents to quote unquote flee the state before it's too late, if, quote unquote, they love their children, in response to what he calls an alarming language gender identity bill. Legislation AB 957 cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee with an 8-1 vote on Tuesday. Conservative outlet, The Daily Signal, reported that the warning followed a Democratic senator's recent amendment to identify, quote unquote, gender affirmation among children's needs for, quote unquote, health, safety, and welfare. And gentlemen, here is the rub. Here is where, in my humble opinion, fathers who we know that this bill is more likely aimed at are going to have to make a choice. If parents, let's just go ahead and put fathers, refuse to affirm their child's preferred gender, they could face child abuse charges and lose custody disputes. Gentlemen, in my humble opinion, that right there would be the final line for a lot of men. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. There are going to be men who if are put into this position, I would humbly advise them, if your wife would go this route in a divorce, you need to outright abandon that family. That family to you is lost. Period. Point blank. There is no need for you as a father to fight a system like this, to fight a law like this. Now, of course, the normie men are going to find this out all too late. They're going to say, hey, we didn't get a say-so on this. Bills like this are drafted in the dead of night behind closed doors. Now, when you look at the woman who actually authored this bill, oh yeah, a fat black woman. And trust and believe, I have something to say about that later on. Critics of the bill say its ambiguous language could mean that parents, fathers, get slapped with false allegations. Quote unquote, in the past, we've had these discussions and I've seen parental rights atrophy. I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that, Wilk said. If you love your children, you need to flee Cuckafornia. You need to flee. Now, this is a damn senator who said, you know what? I've changed my mind on the fact that men should continue to fight for their children. I've changed my mind on that. Even though he didn't say men, he said parents. But as we all know, when it comes to custody and dispute, the overwhelming majority of the time, the child goes with the mother. And the father has to continue to fight. He's saying, you know what? Nah, don't fight anymore. If you have to, leave. After some listeners applauded his remark, Wilk added that he himself plans not to stay in the state once he leaves the legislature. So basically, he said, after my time is done, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm out. Quote unquote, I was born and raised in this state. I love the state, but I'm not going to stay in this state. It's just too oppressive, and I believe in freedom. So I'm going to move to America when I leave the legislature, he said. What a jab, but he's true. I'm telling you, out here in this state, man, it is absolutely horrifying, the things that go on a daily basis. AB 957 was initially authored by Democratic Assemblywoman Lori Wilson and State Senator Scott Wiener, who also co-sponsored it. Now, let's go back to what I said before. That's right, Lori Wilson, fat black woman, ironically married with children, and Scott Wiener. Now, we all know what side of the fence he plays for, yet he does not have children, yet he has his hands all in this bill. Now, this, in my humble opinion, is a result of the tragedy that befell the black community. Remember, the black community has always been the canary in the coal mine for any sort of social experiment that America wanted to carry out on the populace. Now, what do I mean by that? How am I going to connect those dots? It's really simple. When it comes to the black community, black women were able to weaponize law enforcement, the police. Now, every other group of women in America, they're allowed to weaponize the law itself, just like this bill is going to do. So yeah, all of the stress and strife of Black fathers who were pushed out of the homes, guess what? Now it's coming full circle to every other community. Hey, I'm just connecting the dots. Just connecting the dots, nothing more, nothing less. A spokesperson for Senator Wilson tried to downplay concerns over the amendment, saying previously, quote unquote, it's not saying affirmation is the most important factor or determining factor. It's one of many factors that the judge should consider while working out a custody agreement. Basically, if you're a father and you're not willing to bend the knee and kiss the rainbow ring, you're going to lose your child. Remember that song from the San Francisco gay chorus? We're coming for your children? This right here, this bill outright says it. Yes, we are not only coming for your children, but if you don't play ball with us, we're going to strip you of your child. Wow. Ironically, first it was they just wanted to get married, and now we've gone down that slippery slope and fell off the cliff. Hey, it is what it is. Weiner, a representative from San Francisco, also introduced a bill that would require foster parents to affirm the gender of a child entering their home, and a third piece of legislation, SB 107, that would grant access to transformation for minors without parental consent. Send the goddamn asteroid. And I hope more wildfires break out and burn this state to the fucking ground. The current gender-affirming bill created enough concern that Wilk says he's convinced legislators should not only protect children, but protect parents as well. Quote unquote, I'm now in year 11 of the state legislature, and all the time we're proposing policies to protect children. After 11 years, I've come to the conclusion that we need to start protecting parents, he said. Quote unquote, that's just not happening. I've been here and witnessed a full frontal assault on charter schools, taking away parents' choice in how their children are going to be educated, to the detriment, particularly of children of color. In recent years, we've put government bureaucrats between parents, children, and doctors when it comes to medical care. And now we have this, AB 957, where if a parent does not support the ideology of the government, they, the children, are going to be taken away from the home. Currently, the policy is limited to divorce proceedings, but opponents, including Wilk, argue that it will go much further in the long run. Let me reiterate this, gentlemen. There will come a time to where, hey, matters are going to be taken into people's own hands. Yes, we know that the state and the government has a monopoly on violence. However, like I said before, then I'm going to repeat it. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. So, in my humble opinion, I'm going to reiterate this point. If you as a man in Cuckafornia, which I'm pretty sure the vast majority of my listeners are not here in Cuckafornia, but if you happen to be a man in Cuckafornia who is married and this becomes part of your divorce proceedings, pack up, leave the state. Your family's lost. Or, I hate to say this, but I also don't hate to say this, you might see an uptick in fathers deciding to put on the mask. There are some fathers who would rather see their child offline than to become what society wants them to be. I'm just the messenger here. I'm just willing to say what a lot of men won't say. So yeah, do not be surprised if you see an uptick in, you know, fathers and husbands putting on the mask. Or, like I said, my humble opinion, if she comes and says this, because we know that lawyers have in the past coached wives going through divorce, hey, say your husband, you know, hit you or he hit the kids. That right there was the silver bullet for divorce. Now they've literally handed these women the football. They've handed them the keys to a thermonuclear device. Yeah, AKA the new nuclear option. Hey, little Timmy has decided he wants to identify as little Tammy. Father says, no. Guess what? You now have been stripped of your rights as a parent. Man, I tell you, this society is overdue for a reset. It's overdue for a revolution. But unfortunately, the vast majority of normie men have been pussified. Just got to call it as it is. So yeah, there will be no revolution. There will be pockets, but there will be no overall revolution. So yeah, I'm in full agreement with Senator Wilk. If you love your children, flee the state. And if you think your wife is going to actually present this during divorce, you abandon that family. Well, I've rambled on long enough. I know I've said some things that a lot of you might not agree with, but hey, sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. It is what it is. Hey, crazy problems are going to require crazier solutions. Just saying. And for you women out here who think you have the new nuclear option in the form of this bill, the power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that more men are going to just stand by and let this happen, that's going out right along with it. Trust and believe. There are going to be a lot of men who decide, you know what? I'm just going to outright abandon this family. Fuck it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.